The Lagos state government, through its Domestic and Sexual Violence Agency, DSVA, has announced that it received about 5,624 sexual gender-based violence, SGBV, cases in 1 year. This information was disclosed by Ms. Titilayo Shitta Bey, the Solicitor General and Permanent Secretary of the Lagos State Ministry of Justice, on Thursday, August 31, 2023, in Ikeja, at a media briefing to commemorate the Domestic and Sexual Violence Awareness Month, being the month of September. Shitta Bey, who was represented by the Executive Secretary of DSVA, Mrs. Titilola Vivora Denny, said that from August 1, 2022, to July 2023, the agency received 5,624 cases via the Virtual Referral and Response Service, VRRS, and physical report, adding that the agency now receive an average of 250 clients monthly. According to her, for cases concerning adults, 91% of survivors are female, and 9% are male, while for children, 45% of survivors are boys and 55% are girls. She also said that of the 5,624 violence cases, 2,331 reports were domestic violence, 90 were rape issues, 72 were sexual assault. One case was an attempt to commit rape. Two were sexual assault by penetration and 123 of the cases concerned threat to life. The permanent secretary said that there were 609 cases of separation, failure to take responsibility of child, REN, neglect, child abduction, child labor, custody, 384 cases of non-gender-based violence, GBV, which were tenancy disputes, assault simplicita, among others. She said that, of the 5,624 cases recorded, 143 were of child abuse, physical assault, 235 were defilement cases, 3 were of defilement, molestation by minor to minor, and 33 cases were sexual harassment, molestation. A total of 1,598 children have experienced emotional abuse, that is, these children have been exposed to domestic violence within the home. 40% of these children have been taken through counseling programs to ensure they are able to psychologically deal with the events they have witnessed, without it having a permanent and negative impact on them. We have also witnessed an increase in reporting of cases from other states, mostly from the Southwest and Southeast regions. In the past 11 months, a total of 248 cases were reported outside Lagos. Such cases are promptly referred to the relevant agencies in their respective states. The Office of the Public Defender, as well as the Lagos Public Interest Law Partnership, LPILP, have provided free legal representation to 79 survivors of domestic violence, judicial separation, divorce, maintenance, custody of children and settlement. All the survivors of sexual assault received medical attention from comprehensive primary healthcare centers, general hospitals and sexual assault referral centers, including Mirabel Center, Women at Risk International Foundation, WARIF, as well as Adara Center, Shitta Bey said. She said that in the period under review, the agency had provided services to 7 persons with disabilities who were experiencing one form of GBV or the other. The Solicitor General said that the youngest child who experienced sexual violence was an 18-month-old baby, while the oldest client who experienced domestic violence was a 79-year-old woman. She reiterated that the Lagos State Domestic and Sexual Violence Agency was established to guarantee and protect the rights of survivors of domestic and sexual violence and ultimately reduce the menace to the barest minimum in the state.